Coach's Office Podcast, episode 63.
Geno Show.
Mike Munchak. In correspondence with it being Morgan State's homecoming, Willie Lanier.
Yay, oh, son.
Great one. I'm going to go with Hall of Fame center Damani Dawson.
Okay. Nice.
I was a Steelers fan growing up, and I remember him. So
my guy's down coach for the Steelers O-line.
Damani Dawson.
Yo, secretly, Steelers is one of my favorite teams.
Huh?
Secretly, Steelers is one of my favorite teams.
I mean, you gotta look at it though. We didn't have a team growing up.
Did you see?
That's why I usually watch before.
You see that nonverbal
team.
I just gave him?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But you gotta. If you went off,
nonverbals can hurt.
Didn't have a coach, so we don't. What? They left.
Stop.
We
yo.
Were born.
Stop. Yo.
And so the Steelers games were always on. Mm. And I know I got a lot of family from there because that's where my father family from. So it was like, yo, I was a Steelers fan my whole life.
Jerome Bettis made me a fan.
And I'm still pretty much him, truth be told, if I had to pick a team.
I mean, honestly, me being from Baltimore, I'm not a Steelers fan. But it's a lot of components of Pittsburgh I like.
Yeah.
I like their culture. It's an emotional culture. Of course, I'm a Tomlin guy. Big Ben is what he is. And Bell just run hard.
Damn,
and they always got them damn deep threats and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But fuck them. They just Steelers. I can't
I
go.
Is that?
DJ Greg the Hammer in the building.
With his Coach Hoggs.
Coach Trug in the building.
Cheese is here.
Shout out to the external people. Big fella. Coach
Big
Peoples.
Fella? Y'all got doused Fuzzy yesterday.
Thurston. Fuzzy Thurston. That's, well,
that's
a good one.
Fuzzy,
that's a good one. All right. Coach Hoggs. Oh, you got another one?
Oh, let me give a shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
The last, man, I'm proud of y'all, and I'm going to tell you why. I went to y'all first game, and y'all looked like some shit. And that's why I ain't been back to a game, because I was like, I don't like being around losers. So I ain't been to a game yet. But I remember we came in here, Trug, you was like, fuck that. Next time we on the podcast, we going to win these next couple games. And y'all motherfuckers ain't lost the game yet. And
boom.
Y'all upset the number 5 team in the area yesterday.
Yes, yeah, sir.
The number 5 team in the polls, in the state polls, all that. And y'all pulled the upset over a crosstown rival. So congratulations.
Appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm going to stay away because now I'm thinking I was bad luck. So I'm not coming to that motherfucker. But congrats to y'all.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Epic win. Epic win. Epic win. Epic win. Oh, speaking of epic. So, was it the day before I would send out a tweet?
Friday.
Yeah,
it
was Friday.
So, one of the local bloggers was giving a preview of the game.
Shout out Troy Queen, Sports Majors.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I just tweeted, it's going to be epic. The game is going to be epic. And part of the post-game article and video had my tweet quoted on there. Yeah, watch it went viral, yo. It went viral, yeah.
You a legend, yo.
Oh, shit. And he only been on social media for what, less than a year? About a year?
Stop.
About a year.
Damn.
Stop.
You're the Twitter king. Twitter king. TK. TK Troll.
TK Troll. Hashtag TK Troll.
I big fella got doused with that cold ass Gatorade yesterday. That shit was cold because I caught some of that. That was freezing. And he caught all of it.
All right, before we go to football news, was that the biggest win of your coaching career?
The biggest?
Biggest regular season win of your coaching career.
That was the biggest regular season win. It was emotional, man. It was a lot of components to that game, man. It was the fact that it's a well-seasoned team. The coaching staff is excellent. So, you know, the guys are well-coached. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They big, they fast, they match up with us talent-wise. There's a lot of adjustments during the game, offensively and defensively. There's a lot of games within the game that a lot of outsiders, you know, don't even know that's going on. You mean with adjustments and personnel. And it was one time, like, at one time, I pretty much called all my plays off of the script. The script was in my fucking back pocket in the fourth quarter. And all that shit was off the head because of the adjustments. Well, you just had to make them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, we was running formations that we didn't even practice. We were just designing them on the sideline for real, just because of the looks they were giving us. So,
and the kids were executing them.
They was executing. Yep. They were ready. They were ready. Shout out to our scout defense.
Yeah.
They got
definitely.
Us ready, man.
Yeah, definitely.
They were super fast. Like, everybody was handpicked, and it almost simulated what we saw, like literally, and we wouldn't be able to do it without them. So shout out to them.
I want to shout out our special teams.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Especially that kickoff unit.
Yep.
You know,
championship kicks.
Thomas Downs with the kicks. Then we had the two recoveries on the returns.
Yep.
And that just gave us that just flipped the whole game. Mm-hmm. And then you know just. I forgot who came up to me at the game and said, yo, when y'all got them two fumbles, they panicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like.
Speaking of games within the game, so all week, Coach Hogg, he does punt team, right? And, you know, you always practice your punt fakes or whatever, right? And I was like, you ain't got the balls to call that shit during the game. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying it, right? And I was like, that's like ultra balls. Like, to call that shit in a championship game and rivalry game, to call a fake punt. And I was like, I don't got the balls to call it, right? So now we in the game. We need a spark, right? Offense clicking a little bit. So if we get the ball back, we going pretty much drive. We got things popping now. And the punt team went out there, and Reggie was like, I should fucking call a punt. Punt fake. And he said to himself, and I heard him, he was like, I ain't got the balls.
I was waiting for the look, yo.
He was on here, had his hands on his knees. He was like, I don't have the balls. He just shook his head. That shit was funny as shit. Because I was like, I don't even, Big Fella. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that shit was so funny, yo.
Was fourth quarter?
Third quarter.
Okay. Third quarter, yeah.
Yep.
Bro, we ain't got the momentum back on our side.
Yeah. Okay. Yo, that shit was so funny, yo.
Yo, shout out to the shield punt, yo. That shit works perfectly. Or the spread punt, however you want to call it.
Yeah.
But that shit works perfectly, man. They had 11 people on the line of scrimmage attacking. Attacking the punt.
Attacking the punt.
And they ain't blocked one.
Hell no.
So, good shit, man.
That's not good.
Good shit, young fellas. What's up?
Aaron Rodgers caught off the field versus Vikings.
Ooh.
Not good.
Just like that, the division is wide open.
God,
every team in the NFC is smiling. Every team in that division just got a hard on. The world is fucking shocked, guys.
He got carted off? That means his legs.
Carted.
He got something to do with his legs.
Damn.
We had a late start, 1 o'clock on a Sunday, so we getting phone updates on games live at you. You hear me? Damn, that's major. That's football news.
That dude is genius. Like,
that's football news. So we're gonna go ahead and continue with football news. First thing, Ezekiel Elliott's 6-game suspension back in effect immediately, and he can't come back. Well, he's not eligible to come back till the 24th, so he's probably gonna miss that Thanksgiving game most likely. So hang with it. Play till next week.
Fuck
the next final week.
He shouldn't be aggressive with females.
I mean, we don't know this to be true.
I said aggressive.
We don't know this to be
well,
true.
Well, we know you're not getting investigated for being non-aggressive.
I mean, look.
They got proof of her lying.
I don't know about you, but a lot of people's favorite rapper was getting ready to get thrown to the side because everybody thought he raped some girl last week. And
what
then
the
it
fuck?
Came out. Nelly.
Nelly.
They locked Nelly ass up because this girl came in the police station, said he raped her on the school bus last week. The tour bus, not the school bus. And everybody was like, oh, he's a sick fucker. Look at this video. Look at this video. Oh, he's a child molester. Guess what? Released with no charges. And he said, man, do y'all really think I would do that dumb shit? That's a man that sounds like he innocent to me. And Zeke, hey, man, anytime, look, I'm not advocating beating women. I believe you shouldn't beat people, period. But anytime a woman texting you, she fucking your teammate and right before the game and sending you receipts and all this shit, and you saying you ain't beat her ass and other people saying they don't think you beat her ass, her credibility ain't but so good. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
So
fuck Zeke.
So but the whole thing is if the police say this ain't a credible case, what the fuck is the NFL doing? That's the major problem.
Yeah, like, I don't know how they do that.
That's these players, hopefully, when they get together, can be like, look, man, if we ain't criminally charged with something and convicted, what the fuck are you bothering me for? They need to fight for that shit.
They really do.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not fair.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if he was charged and all that shit, hey, go at him. But come on, man. Mm. You know, it's crazy.
Hey, man.
But what the Cowboys going to do without him for six games? Honestly, I don't think it's going to hurt him too much. Who's their backup right now?
McFadden and Alfred Morris, yeah.
Alfred Morris in that division was that guy.
Yeah.
It's just that when he was a free agent, it was a rookie of the year running back drafted. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Zeke is definitely a special talent, but I think they'll be just okay. You know, they are what they are. So, I don't think they're going to lose no games.
You don't think they're going 6-0 because Zeke out? When Zeke out?
No, I'm saying I don't think they're going to lose any games because he wasn't there. You know, you're not going to look back on the film and say if Zeke was there, they'd have won this game.
Well, you know, he got those attributes that you don't that don't come up in the stat sheet. And that's pass pro in, and, you know, he'll get them 5 touches outside the backfield.
But I've seen Alpha Boys play for years, my years living in Washington, and he being the guy for 3 years in D.C., he's a good back. Back-to-back 1,000-yard rusher. That's why the Cowboys snatched him.
So. Plus, another thing is Zeke will make you bring that safety down in that box.
True. That's true. The presence alone.
Yeah. They get a lot of single high playing against the Cowboys, which Dez Bryant need.
Dez overrated?
He barely can get – he can't get no separation.
Is Dez overrated?
And I'll be damned if they play too high. You ain't even throwing over that bitch.
Is he overrated?
Overrated meaning what? Is he good?
Elite wide receiver in the league.
If elite – consist of you getting separating.
It's 32 teams in the league. That means it's at least 64 starting receivers.
Right.
Is he the top 10% would be 6.4. Is he a top 7 receiver in the league?
I don't know, man. This is my thing with Dez.
The touchdowns to say so.
He can't separate, man. That's what I'm saying. So against single high, he's the guy. Because they can get the 50-50 balls and all that bullshit. But when it's time to, like, run that 15-yard comeback or bang nine, that ain't happening.
Michael Irvin, like, we need to make
fuck
a play.
Fuck no, he ain't that guy. Numbers, I mean, come on, man.
I was just asking.
Nah. I'd rather have 7 before I get to him.
I got a couple buddies that's true diehard Cowboys fans, and they listen every week. So I just wanted to hear somebody tell them that they some shit.
No, Dez is the. I mean, because he do other things well, them 50-50 balls, and he run block his ass off, you know, shit like that. And he is that threat. Like, you got to think about, are we going to put somebody over top? Because he will catch that 50-50 ball. But when Zeke out, they might just go too high. Like, fuck it.
So we'll see. We'll see if Dak can carry the next couple weeks. I hope he can.
Yep.
Before we go into the next topic, yo, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at ESPN.com, and there's an article saying NFL players who protested during National Anthem in Week 6. Why the fuck are you listing players, each player from each team, who protested the anthem? For fucking what?
There's something to click on.
Because.
That's some bullshit, though.
Because they struggling all across the board as far as views and clicks and network watches, so. When you talk about something that's so divisive, you're getting both sides to listen so they can hear what's going on, so it's helping their views.
And you know,
that's all. They doing all this shit, ESPN and Fox Sports, they doing all this shit to keep the division so that they can keep on getting clicks and views.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when I already knew this, but which confirmed it for me, that these people aren't mad that they're protesting the anthem. They don't give a fuck about the anthem in reality. They mad because they protesting, period. Because right. They took a knee before the national anthem, everybody booed.
Right.
And then stood up for the anthem.
Right.
What the fuck are you booing for them to take a knee for? Look, it wasn't during the anthem.
Look, I wasn't going to talk about this because I talk about it in my personal life so much. And I know people tired of hearing it on sports things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what it is? It's a reality to every black person that, and they need to realize it. When you go to them NFL stands and the people that's buying this gear and stuff, you go to an NFL game, it's over 75-80% white people. Mm-hmm. It's probably higher than that. Mm-hmm. But let's just say 80% because that's a strong number I believe in.
Right.
But when you watch an NFL game, it's 75% of black people playing on the team.
No doubt.
Mm.
So all of this is saying is, look, we let you entertain us. We let you get a little bit of the pie. But we don't care. You know what I'm saying? We don't care about you.
Mm.
And it is majority rule without minority right. Mm-hmm. It's something you learn in middle school about majority rule, minority right. That's the belief of this country. That's what this country's based on. But it's not true. It's majority rule, minority sorry. Look, you got your little piece of the pie, get over it. And that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. It's like these white folks, they don't want to hear about it because they feel like they're upset because they're not the leader in everything mm-hmm. anymore. But they still the leader of 99% of it. They lost 1% or something.
They're like, oh, shit, it's going to... The world's coming to yep.
And so they're saying, you're here. Jay-Z told us best, all blacks got is sports and entertainment. And people don't want to believe that, but that shit is real. And now we're learning we are allowed to have entertainment because why? We entertain them. They don't care about nothing else. And that's just the hard truth.
That's exactly why they need the protests. They need to continue to do the silent protests. Because positions like the NFL brand and ESPN and Fox, they don't want people to be uncomfortable. That's what the fuck a protest is.
Right.
I'm not on this side. I'm
they,
on this
they
side.
They love telling you to be a peaceful protest until the peaceful protest
yeah,
look
you're
like
supposed to be fucking mm-hmm. uncomfortable.
This the first look. I'm a believer saying peaceful protests don't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
The people that run this country and the people that are in charge of this country that look like that, they didn't do anything in this country peacefully to run it.
Right, absolutely right.
Took people who lived here for 1,500 years, they came and slaughtered them. People who were, they were paying taxes to, they had a war for.
Mm.
When the one part of the country wanted the other part of the country to leave, they had a war. They tell us peaceful protests because they know nothing can get done
mm-hmm.
with peaceful protests. But now that we finally have a peaceful protest that's ruffling a little feathers,
mm-hmm.
still nothing's going to get done. But they don't even like the feathers getting ruffled. So now all of a sudden even peaceful protest is bad.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me feel like, hey, you're here for our entertainment. Be grateful that we're allowing you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the sentiment. Be grateful. Feel grateful that we're allowing you to do this.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. That's how I feel they feel about it.
Mm-hmm. How you feel about Jerry Jones telling this team they bet not kneel?
And if I was Dak Prescott, I would take a kneel.
I would
but
fucking
I
take a
people,
kneel.
I always tell people, look, and it's so crazy. When this blew up, I was in Arizona at my homeboy house. They was playing the Cowboys on Monday night. He told me for 3 days how so many different people, like the locker room was divided over it.
Mm-hmm.
And how he even told me the fucking owner physically called him and was like, hey, man, we need to get something out of control. That's how crazy this thing
mm-hmm.
is. Because it's a media. It's just crazy.
Right. It's a frenzy.
So I told him everything, how I felt about it, what I wanted him to do and what I would like to see him do. But at the end of the day, I was like, yo, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. It's easy for somebody who don't got nothing on the line to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's easy for me to be like, this is what I want you to do. So I had to be like, yo, it's selfish. Is it selfish of us to want these players to take knees when it's easy for us to say because we not losing nothing? You know what I'm saying? But with them doing that, so I had to look at it on a personal perspective. What if you work in education,
mm-hmm.
what if your principal told you, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to stand or something or you're going to lose your job? You know, that's why I tell people, would you do it? Like,
I'm not doing it.
And that's, there you go. Some people built like that, some not. Everybody not a Muhammad Ali. And that's what you got to realize. Like,
mm-hmm.
everybody not a Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everybody not a Bill Russell. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of Will Chamberlains out here.
But the thing is, Jerry Jones don't want his players to silent protest because
America's team in
America. No. Because somebody else is uncomfortable.
Right.
That's bullshit.
Right.
That's the only reason he don't want you, because advertise. Fuck advertise. Get somebody else to pay the advertiser money.
And that lets you know we.
Yeah, y'all don't protest because it's a business, and so what?
Any sane person can see. Look, it's funny because, like, growing up, I used to hear dudes be like, "Yo, the police whipped my ass this weekend."
Mm.
Blah blah blah. Them niggas robbed me this weekend. Mm. Blah blah blah. Fuck them. And you always heard them stories, so it was like, damn, you got. But now with the camera, you seeing it,
mm-hmm.
and seeing is different. Just like the Ray Rice thing. They was like, the NFL was cool to be like, oh, you knocked her out. Okay, we apologize. Take this 2 games. You apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But then they agreed. Everything that happened in the video, he told them. But mm-hmm. seeing it,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sin,
yeah,
it makes, yeah, it change. Sin makes everything change except for when it comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
How come that shit don't work with us? Yep. These white people went in the uproar about him hitting a woman. Mm-hmm. But every you see these police planting drugs on innocent people.
Right.
They might not always be innocent, but at this day and time, they innocent. Right. You planting the drugs on them, that's wrong.
Right.
You beating up people in the street, and that's wrong. And we seeing it every day. And the people that's in the stands are telling you, we here to watch you, but we not here to support you as a person. Mm. That's and if I was a player, I'd be like, man, I would go and take a knee right at the start. But I'm, you think he going to sit down the big three if they do that?
But the thing is, I use the quote all the time, less is more. So the whole thing about the whole why Colin sat down in the first place is just lost in the shuffle. He sat down initially because of social injustice. Period. He think that it needs to be some change in social injustice. So it was a, you know, sprinkle players kneeling then. When you don't, now it's to the point where you either kneeling or you not. So when you're not, you're basically saying that everything is fine in this country, and the whole message in the first place was it's social injustice is wrong. When you're not kneeling, you're saying social injustice is quite fine, right, as far as I'm concerned. That is real. So when Jerry Jones say, I want you better not kneel, you pretty much are on status quo saying everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is not fine.
And
period.
And you're 100% right. And what's crazy to me is, I love how all these people say things about the flag and then talk about, you know, their Christian values or their religious beliefs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Christian value tell you you're not supposed to bow down to a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if you telling me you a Christian and your faith ain't allowing you to do that, then that's in one of the Ten Commandments. You ain't supposed to bow down.
And you're pledging your allegiance to a flag.
Yeah. So if you a Christian, you put more faith in a symbol than you are a human being. Mm-hmm. That's the type of shit that's irking me off with, right, this. With them Drew Breeses of the world and shit like that, you know? That's what really upset me about this. Right. These people love to talk about they Christians and all that, but you putting your faith behind a symbol. Mm-hmm. In a song that talks about the land of the free and the home of the brave, but within the same song talked about how people that look like 70% of the league shall never be free.
Mm-hmm.
No one talked, and I wish a player would say that in a press conference.
Right.
You want me to stand for a song that was written about that people that look like me would never be free?
Just didn't hit verses 2, 3, and 4.
Just worse.
It gets worse.
That's what
I'm saying. Verse 2, 3, and 4 gets worse.
I'm the one who told you that months ago. That's what I'm saying. And just because they took it out of the song don't mean that the meaning of the song ain't that. So I don't get how any black person stand for it personally.
Right. It doesn't have anything to do with the anthem. Has nothing to do with it. It's because we know that everybody pays attention during the national anthem. Right. And that's why he decided to do it during the national anthem. He's not protesting against the anthem.
Right. And he's not even protesting the anthem.
He's not. He's sitting down because I know everybody's watching me. I know it. What are you sitting down for? Social injustice.
Right.
That's it. And it was a war vet that told him it's kind of disrespectful to sit down. I think you're paying homage if you take a knee.
And he took a knee,
and he getting killed for it.
And you know what's funny? Usually taking a knee is respectful.
Right.
Taking a knee for something is respectful, except for this. That shit crazy. But when you wear it on your shirt, that's disrespect to the flag.
It is.
The bylaws. That's disrespect.
When the NFL pulls that big flag out,
that's disrespect.
That's disrespect.
Exactly.
That's disrespecting the flag, but they pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and you know what it is?
Because we doing it.
And anybody who don't see that is just so blocked out their mind because they don't want to believe it. Because they don't want to believe that their life's so sweet because they hit life's lotto being a certain skin color. And that shit really aggravates me when people won't even admit to it. You know what I'm saying? You were given God's greatest gift on this earth. You lucky.
Yep.
And I don't care what nobody say. You know what I'm saying? They in charge. They did something. If you got that white skin, you lucky.
Yeah, it's definitely a privilege.
I'm as white as they come as for a black person. And I see how I get treated from other people that are my size, dress like me. But because my skin is as white as snow, I get treated totally different. I see it firsthand. Mm-hmm. So these people who don't think that they getting treated better in life because of it are crazy. They crazy. And I didn't even want to speak on it, but we brought it up because you get so emotionally into it.
Yeah.
But all I can think about is, man, all us blacks got is sports and entertainment, and that shit is so real. They let you they want us to be thankful because they're allowing us to entertain them, and they don't want nothing else to do with us. So, sell me stuff and entertain and entertainment. And that's it.
That boom.
It's bad. Let's go to the next topic.
All right. Happy. So I saw this article, Navarro Bowman, I thought he – didn't he go in free agency or some shit?
Yo, they –
but it's showing that he – well, I saw an article say he got traded to the Saints.
Traded? I thought he got released.
No, he got released.
He got released.
And he's in Oakland, and everyone thinks he's going to sign with Oakland.
Okay.
Right. Damn.
They were trying to trade him, and what they're saying is they don't think they got the trade what they wanted, so they released him.
Right. Okay. All right, well.
So they say Oakland was like, hey. And does Aldis Smith come back in a couple weeks? Or is he done for the year? I think Aldis Smith.
Suspended?
Yeah.
Did he come back?
I think he come back. Yo. If he come back and Navarro Bowman, even if they just 80% of their old selves. And Navarro been playing well for them out there. That's why everybody like, yo, there's a crazy. But
that's just a perfect example of them defense, them non-quarterbacks or non-running backs making all that money and you not winning.
Right. Mm-hmm. We got to prepare for the future. So
got to prepare. Money. Like, yeah. We giving you all this money and you're not going to be here in the foreseeable future, right. So let's get rid of them. Yeah. And we not winning now, so let's get rid of them. I mean, that's like, damn.
Well, a trade that I'm pissed about is the Adrian Peterson and the Cardinals. Because I'm mad at shit the Ravens ain't picking him up.
God damn it.
That's some bullshit.
And then it came out today the Ravens were in the hunt for him, and the Cardinals just pulled the trigger a little bit more, I guess.
That's some bullshit. Yo, it shouldn't have
been. The side factor was the private plane?
No, so what happened was they were saying that, I guess, the Cardinals offered so much, so they saying as soon as they officially got him, they sent the running backs coach on a private plane to pick him up so they could go over the playbook
on
the plane because he is the starter. Like,
fuck. Damn.
You're the starter. You're coming here to carry this rock.
But Arizona O-line stink.
They do. They do. But hopefully, Adrian is still the man. He older, but hopefully he's still the guy. I think if he get 20 carries, he getting 86 yards. And that's a good first day.
For a carry on a sucky line?
He get 20 carries.
That's a lot of yards.
I just think he going to break
that's one. That's fucking... Zeke fucking yards. Just led rushing with five.
I just think he's the greatest, he the greatest running back I ever personally seen in my life, and I think I still want to believe he got some of it left.
Hey, I don't think you can do it with a sucky line.
Your body be feeling good. The atmosphere.
But the line sucks. You think he's just gonna break all them tackles?
I'm just hoping he do. You know, that's the childhood memory. Still want to be alive. That your guy is still the guy.
Yeah,
it's all fan base right here.
Yeah.
So the next thing on the list, University of Maryland AD Kevin Anderson. Kevin Anderson is put on administrative leave, unpaid administrative leave, until
August. Which is a long time from now. Meaning you're fired. It's basically meaning you're fired.
You're fired.
They're trying to protect themselves in the contract. That's all. You're fired.
And then come to find out the day we heard through the rumor report, it's because he went to apply for another job.
Amen.
God damn. That man, the man don't play. You went to look and apply for another job. Well, guess what? You don't even got the one you had.
Oh, look here, boy. We gave you this position.
Right.
I'm not a Kevin Anderson. I've never been a Kevin Anderson fan from day one. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm biased. Coach from Penn State, James Franklin, that's my guy. I'm a fan, friend of mine. I want him to do well. So when he was the coach in waiting at Maryland, he got that title from the previous AD. So when Kevin Anderson got on, he made it clear he wasn't honoring that. And I was like, why? Like, that's stupid, right? And now then he went to Vanderbilt, did well. Now he at Penn State, and it's clear, they're number three team in the nation. So, but my biggest thing with Kevin Anderson is because he initially on that search for ADs, he wasn't even on the search. It took minorities to go to the board and say, you know, you don't have any minorities on this search. And they put him on a search. And he took significantly less money to get that job. Right? So he was clearly underpaid as an AD because he was a minority. And his whole time in the ACC, his whole time in the Big Ten as Maryland's AD, he never hired a minority as a coach, which it struck a nerve with me. And I'm like, God damn, you got the job because you're a qualified minority, and you don't, it's no qualified coaches that's minorities that you can give a shot to? That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm not losing any sleep.
A lot of times we are our own worst enemy.
That shit pissed me off.
A lot of times we are own worst.
And speaking of suspensions, we ain't talked about, but you know what I did lose some sleep over? My man Rick Paterno got the axe. My man Rick Paterno got the axe. So I was talking about this, right, with somebody close to me, right? And
Rick Pitino.
Paterno. What did I say?
Paterno.
That nigga's dead. Joe, yeah, Rick Pitino.
That nigga's dead.
Yeah. Rick Pitino.
That motherfucker. That nigga's dead.
they killed my man Joe Pop.
They broke his heart, yo. Yeah.
Broke his heart and killed him, man.
Oh, Fredo, he died of a broken heart, yo. Fredo, you broke my heart.
Yeah. What's my guy name? Rick Paterno.
Rick Pitino.
Pitino.
And we was Italian motherfucker.
We just a couple weeks ago just said he was almost untouchable.
So someone who I was talking to heard that, talked about how he was untouchable.
Heard the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
snap.
Sent me a text and said he was untouchable until they found out he was taking care of kids. It ain't because he did something illegal. It's because they want to make sure these kids ain't getting paid.
Damn. Wow.
They said, I said, oh, my God. They said, look at it. He fucked women on a bar, was extorted in public.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Known to be a gambler, all this shit. But none of that mattered. As soon as a kid got a piece of the pie, oh, you're fired.
Wow.
And that put That's it too deep. So that shit had me thinking the whole day, like, they want to make sure these kids don't get nothing.
Damn. Our podcast went viral. Started conversations.
Yep.
It's awesome.
That's it.
Damn, sent you a personal text.
Yep.
You the guy.
Talking about, yo, it's because, it ain't because of nothing else, but because he paid a kid. And they want to make sure these kids
Damn,
don't feel
that's
like
crazy.
They can get anything out of this.
He was literally untouchable, dog.
Yo, it's crazy, dude. it's crazy.
Until he dropped that bag.
Until he dropped the bag and the kid got a piece of the pie.
Oh, like, oh, you paying now?
And to put it even, they don't even care if you buy kids hookers. You know what I'm saying? You can buy this same motherfucker 2 years ago, a year ago, was caught buying kids hookers.
Yeah.
Oh, we let that slide. Oh, what? You gave the kid a couple dollars to help him and his family out. Oh, you gotta go. That's what it was about. Because you was helping these poor kids' families out.
Is Rick Pitino ever going to come out? Because he's pretty much done coaching.
Oh, he's done. But would he
ever come out?
Million
yeah, would he ever come out and just talk with everybody
else? Because he too close with other people. See, this is the thing.
Because he'd make
so
it hot for everybody
it
else.
It's this, you know how I look at it is saying like Congress, right? Mm. When a Congress person get fucked up, you know, they don't expose everybody else. Because everybody know everybody closet when you're in that realm. And Joe Paterno, Joe, what's his name? Rick Pitino. Man, this Penn State shit got me thinking about my man Joe. R.I.P. to a legend. When Rick Pitino gone, he know them other coaches know everything in his closet. So you got to keep your mouth quiet.
Gotcha.
So
I just be wanting him to ask the hard questions. It's like reporters scared to ask the questions.
You want to tell all.
Not a tell-all book, but
because you can tell it without.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anybody, you know,
change name.
SVU.
I mean, I'm not saying tell on nobody else, but
right.
Yeah,
situation.
Yeah,
bit.
I pay kids. Yeah, you know, and I broke a rule here. There.
Let me tell you how fucked up the NCAA is. Right, that poor kid from NC State got to sit out the year. That All American who was supposed to be going to Ohio State because he went to class for a couple weeks. Then Thad Mata resigned, remember?
Okay.
So he went to summer school for a couple weeks. When Thad Mata resigned, he went to NC State. They was like, oh, well, since you went to class in the summer, you got to sit out a year.
What the fuck?
And everybody's like, yo, that's fucking crazy, yo. This freshman kid who went to school early for a couple weeks in summer school, then his coach leaves, they give him the release since your coach left. The NCAA, like, oh, you got to sit out a year because you went to class for a couple weeks. Like,
that's insane.
I mean, they doing everything to stop a kid from being able to do anything better for them. Like,
that's why the coaches can't pass them damn recruiting tests, yo. Because it's too many fucking rules.
And then North Carolina got lucky.
What?
All here fans.
What? Lucky?
They got lucky.
Yo, that's the luckiest of luck, yeah.
How that happened this week with them getting out with no sanctions, no findings, no nothing. Jeez. And it all started from a tweet. All because they thought a tweet. Because what's the boy from D.C. who was the big D lineman? Who? Because Marvin Austin tweeted. They said the whole investigation into North Carolina started because Marvin Austin tweeted a Rick Ross line about being in the club bopping Ace of Spades. So he wasn't even in. He just tweeted a rap song, and they were like, hey, what's this guy talking about? He's in Miami popping Ace of Spades for. And that's how the whole investigation
started. Are you serious?
Back then. And it finally concluded.
Wow.
And it was like he wasn't even doing that.
Hollywood. We used to give him nickname Hollywood on the East Coast.
But they beat the case, so shout out to North Carolina.
I hate this whole fucking system. I hate this shit.
The system's crazy.
I hate this shit because they'll charge a rapper based off his fucking name. Like, your name's C Murder, right? So you do kill people. But like they ain't got a stage name like every fucking body else. Right. Fucking bastards, man. Fuck them all, y'all. All right, let's go on to ask the coaches. The question is it ever appropriate to fire a football head coach in the middle of a season because of lack of wins? I say, and depending on the level, like say NFL, in college, yes. I think it is appropriate because it's a business to them. It's a business to the upper office. So if they're not getting as much money because you're losing, not doing what the fuck they hired you for and paying you this money for, then they're gonna replace you. Just like at your regular job, when you ain't doing the shit you're supposed to do, they're gonna replace you. So yeah. Now in high school, I think it's different. High school, all that, I think it's different because you're dealing with different situations. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the college where it turns to business and NFL where it is a business, you know what I'm saying? I think it is appropriate.
So what about, like, let's take, let's just throw LSU out there, mm-hmm. Ed Orgeron. Now, I thought that was a dumbass hire, like, not an Ed Orgeron guy, but let's just say him. If you were the AD, totally underachieved, how much time does he get? Because I think it's clear that he's not on the level of upper echelon in the SEC. I think it's clear right now.
Right.
Should he be gone?
Well, outside looking in, yeah, he should be gone. But the person that hired him, he got pressure himself because he made that decision. You know what I'm saying? So unless he's getting pressure from somebody above him, he's not going to pull that trigger because he don't want himself to look as dumb. You know what I'm saying? When he could rectify it after the season's over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if he get fired in the middle of the season, that would look real bad on the person that hired him. Like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So
no, I mean, as I don't think it'll look bad. Like, I hired you. Like, I don't want to say you put smoke over my eyes, but you did enough for me to hire you. It looked good on paper. You said the things you were supposed to say. But now we 6-7 games in. You're not the guy we thought you were. You're out of here. Because you're not the guy we thought you were. Period.
I think the Giants need to fire that motherfucker right now.
Yeah, you're not the guy.
Like,
yes.
I think, look. I don't know. We don't know what's going on in that locker room. We reading the tweets and the breaking news from
people. It's clear.
Like, but if you lost your locker room and you 0-5,
yes,
you made a mistake.
You gotta go.
You don't fire a non-winner. You don't fire a fucking proven winner for a guy you know nothing about. And
exactly.
That came to bite him in the ass. And I wasn't no big Tom Coughlin guy, but goddamn, you throw a motherfucker out for having a mediocre year after he didn't pulled the two biggest Super Bowl upsets, goddamn, probably ever. Like,
you're
what the fuck, bro? Like,
fucking Eli.
And you hire him for a motherfucker who ain't proven though.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's with the Ed Orgeron thing. Like, right. When they fired
and Bob McAdoo.
When they fired Les Miles, right, I was like, yo, they are fucked. Because I'm not an LSU fan, but And Les Miles always looked like one of them coaches I would like to play for.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can't remember him saying no too wild, crazy shit in the media about players and acting up, like, in-house thing and type shit.
And he used to get with Alabama.
And he made phone calls, like, he made play calls, excuse me, that looked fun.
Yeah.
You know, going for it on fourth, you know, throwing the fake extra field goals behind the head to win games. So you fired him because he was losing to Alabama, right? That's why you fired him, right? But because of him, you're in the conversation with Alabama every year.
No doubt.
No one else, except for maybe a handful of coaches, are going to get you there. Why do you think that this dude who couldn't win at two other places is going to win here against the team that this man keep you in the hunt with every year? Mm. It's crazy to me.
This is my thing. This is my formula. When LSU was interviewing for the jobs, you know, they were trying to go get Tom Herman. That didn't work out. Ed Orgeron was in the picture. I think Chip Kelly got a little noise.
Jimbo, they was trying to snatch.
Jimbo, yeah. So my formula is, if Nick Saban decided to retire today, would those candidates get an interview? And I think it would have been yes for all of them, except Ed Orgeron.
and all of them told you no.
Yeah, right. That's like, right. That's great. You wouldn't even get, your agent couldn't buy you an interview.
Hell anymore. No. They're like, who, what, what?
You know what I'm saying? That just is what the fuck it is.
And now you think you're going to compete? They just turned, like, ever since, when you lose a coach in certain circles.
But Les Miles would get an interview with Alabama. Absolutely. Today.
Absolutely.
Would. Yes, sir.
And it's just like when Urban Meyer left Florida now on their, what, third coach? Florida football is done.
It ain't been the same.
It's done.
The national stage is not there.
It's over. Like,
they barely competing in that state as the best team in the state.
It's over.
Not even national now. Miami back, Central Florida putting 50 up, South Florida undefeated.
And one thing about I never felt the vibe. Now, I mean, we ain't in LSU. We ain't in Louisiana, but LSU is one of them programs where news is national. I ain't never felt the vibe he lost his players. It seemed like his players loved him. I definitely believe in making moves when you lose your locker room.
Yeah.
I've seen situations.
It was just them losing. And
Ben McAdoo of the Giants about to lose his locker room.
He been lost that damn locker room. He just lost his best player. They're going to try to contribute the loss of the best player to your fucking play calling.
Right.
Not protecting them.
Replace his ass right now.
Yeah, right now.
We fucked up. Sorry, Tom Coughlin.
It is what it is. Right. You're not who we thought you were. It is what the fuck it is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't get it.
Give him the slip.
Get the asses up out of here. If you ain't doing it, you ain't doing it. Especially if you lose the locker room.
So I'm on, we talking about protesting and all that. So what is it when you advocate for something? Is that a protest? That's not a protest. What's that? A rally? So I'm rallying right now for when Bush Jones get that axe, because he's definitely going to get the axe in Tennessee. Tennessee Volunteers. They got to bring my man Chip Kelly down there.
Same thing with them. Yo, they push Philip Fulmer out, and they can't fuck up. This is their third coach.
Yep.
Or fourth. Kiffin.
Who was after
Kiffin? This is their third.
It was somebody after Phil Fulmer, right?
It was Kiffin.
It was an interim. And then Lane Kiffin was the guy.
And then someone else, and now Bush.
They got to bring Chip Kelly.
Yeah, you fired Phil Fulmer because he didn't win 10 games one fucking time.
One
and you ain't
time.
Smelt 7 games since. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that to people that got a program to where it's at. Like, you don't do that shit.
And Tennessee is a mecca.
It was.
I mean, I'm talking about still, like, the recruiting area and stuff like that.
Hey, look at our home state. Look at Maryland.
Oh, God.
They fired Ralph Regan. He won 9 games.
He won Coach of the Year.
And was Coach of the Year.
He won Coach of the Year.
Have they sniffed more than 6 cents?
They lost the fucking Northwestern at home yesterday, yo. They beat Texas. Everybody was like, oh, it's turning around. And they've been some shit.
It's so embarrassing.
It is
so
embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing, yo. And I'm such a homer, yo. I'm such a homer. I'm such a homer, yo.
They lost the Northwestern.
I'm such a homer, yo.
God damn.
I want them to do so good, yo. But I'm like,
battle the journalism schools out this bitch, yo. Motherfucker, yo.
Chip Kelly to Tennessee. Let's go. I'm road tripping down that bitch. I'm going to a practice.
110,000.
I'm gone. Ship, huh? I'm gone.
Hell yeah. We send one of our crews down that bitch.
Hell yeah.
All right, so we're going to It's Whatever.
Yo, look, right.
Let's go.
I've been disturbed all week, right, hearing some wild shit in the news, right? Now,
you couldn't wait.
Now, we all large men, football playing type men. And if you a man that played in the NFL, you played football, you played in the NFL.
You a man's
and
man.
You let another grown man walk up to you and grab your fucking dick in a party, and you just stop and stare and don't in front of your wife.
Gay.
In front of your wife. You know what I'm saying?
You got to.
And you don't do anything. What type of shit is that, man? Then you keep that shit to yourself. Look, if you felt like you didn't want to, I'm talking about Terry Crews. Ever since this Harvey Weinstein shit came out, every woman in the world, including Terry Crews, is telling their story.
He said, including Terry Crews.
And they got a right to tell their story. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's definitely hard to be in a situation where someone has the power and they take advantage of you.
Uh-huh.
And that's nothing to joke about. That shit is real. I definitely get it. But Terry Crews, you won't come out and say you having PTSD. Because these women coming out talking about how they were sexually assaulted, and you had a man grab your penis and balls in front of your wife at a party, and you just left the party. And now you talking about you got PTSD because you were like, oh, I didn't want people to think a big angry black man beat up some poor Hollywood exec. Man, I don't care. Like, where's your man called at?
He got emasculated in front of his wife.
Right, and then if you do feel that way, you keep that shit to the grave. Some shit you just got to keep to the grave.
I mean, I get the whole pressure of, you know, trying to get on and wanting to be cast for parts and stuff, because that's your livelihood. But if that shit happened to me, if I'm in, it's easier said than done. But I'm just putting myself in Terry Crews' situation. If somebody comes up to me and does that to me, yeah, I'll probably be shocked too. But my wife is going across his jaw. And I'm just telling you right now. And then she's going to look at me like,
why would you allow that?
Why would you allow that? What the hell is going on?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, for him to be that comfortable to do that to him, maybe it's some background to it. And Terry Crews not telling all that because he didn't release the person's name.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Because he still want to get on.
And if you
want to be on that
type of lifestyle.
He's trying to be in the next Fast and the Furious.
More power to you. You know what I'm saying? Live the lifestyle. But then don't come out talking about you got PTSD.
That's crazy.
Because another man grabbed your Johnson and you ain't know what to do. That Harvey Weinstein, you a bad, yo.
Yo.
You, look.
They just take it.
He grabbed her by the arm, pulled out his Johnson, and jerked off. And made her watch. That's some fantasy type shit.
Yeah.
And he living it.
That's that Hugh Hefner shit. Playboy Mansion shit.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
He just got expelled from the academy the other day. They been getting his ass up out of here quick. But he been doing it for like 30, 40 years.
He old though, yo.
I can think about
he this. He sells some assets, Joe. He'll be worth a couple hundred million.
I mean, he's worth a couple hundred million.
Yeah, good.
But the legacy is over. You know, the shine is over.
No,
I didn't. To the parties is over.
Let me just say this. Before this shit came out, I didn't know who the fuck Weinstein was. Like, if you said his name, I'd have been like, who the fuck is that? But now, I mean, now all the background, I'm like, oh, he's.
He is,
nobody care about his legacy.
But his circles do. He was huge in his circles.
Because he was putting people on.
They do that in his circles. They ain't got no problem with that
shit. Yeah, that's the Hollywood way.
That's the public shit. That's the media shit they saying that. But
pretty much said that,
he's
too,
doing the norm. Like, right. What they, that's what the fuck they did.
In the 60s and 70s, but this was normal. I was like, shit, I missed the 60s and 70s. Damn.
What the fuck?
I wish I was around.
You'd have been taking some poo-poo?
Look.
That was how it was, huh?
Look. All I can think about... I'm not answering that shit. No,
exactly.
All I can think about is, and when this first came out, I'm like, Bill Cosby somewhere. Like, why the fuck couldn't y'all tell this shit a year ago and get it off me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit is crazy. But I will say, they did equal opportunity.
Ain't they about the same age?
Yeah. No, Bill way older.
Oh,
Bill
okay. Way older. So, why is he a young boy when
young
Bill was doing it?
Young boy doing it.
He watched Bill. He watched Bill.
Yo.
Wow.
Fuck him all.
What the fuck?
That's a man with daughters.
That's a man with daughters. Exactly, yeah.
You a man with daughters.
Amen, dog.
All right, so the next one on the list is the Eminem Freestyle and the Hip Hop Awards. I honestly think that the freestyle was terrible. I don't even know how the fuck I feel about his what he was saying, his message and all that, whatever. I mean, a lot of people cool with it, whatever. But I don't give two shits about it, for real, honestly. Because what the fuck he said ain't going to change shit.
Shout out to Eminem.
Yeah, fuck it.
For the message, because I think the only way to even get some movement in this whole conversation is when people with white privilege use their white privilege to combat racism and what's going on. It just is what it is. But since it was hip hop, and since he is a rapper, and he put it out there that it was a freestyle, this shit was job whack. Like the lyrics was job whack. The message, awesome. But his flow was garbage, and I think it further lets me know that I wasn't wrong when I debate people that say he's one of the all-time greats. Mm-hmm. Because to me, he always was just a mediocre guy who got famous white privilege, right? And it is what it is. So I think he's a mediocre rapper that got lifted because what he is. And that right there lets you know that dude is mediocre, when it was another dude, my son, who spit pretty much the same message and he killed it. Nobody even talks about that.
Because I didn't even know about it.
Lyric-wise, the dude killed it. And it was the same message. And and hearing both, people say Eminem's the GOAT. He killed it.
Well, I'm not going to say thank you to Eminem, because I feel like it's like telling your mother thank you for feeding you when you're a child. You're supposed to do that shit.
I didn't say thank you. I said a little shout out.
But people talk about all thanks to Eminem. Look, Eminem made millions off of the culture of black people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He is a superstar in this world because he used black culture and his white privilege, let him make a mint off of it. Am I glad he said what he said? Absolutely. Because like you said, you need white people and good white people to have your back to get any movement in this thing. Mm-hmm. And his terrible rap with a great message got more airplay this week than any other black person who's not named Kaepernick mm-hmm. ever did since this movement thing. And this hate Donald Trump / stop police beating us up
right.
movement support. So thank you. Well, fuck, I just said
you just that. Said thank you.
He's supposed to do that.
But let's not get it twisted. Like, we all know the Eminem album coming out next month, and this is all part of that shit. Now he got some fucking ammunition. Like, put it like this: I love it when dudes over 40 rap, right? The Rosses and the cute. Tribe Called Quest and Busta and Jay and now Eminem. I want to hear what you got to say, because that's my lane, right? Even though I'm not an Eminem guy, I want to hear what you got to say, because I wasn't a fan back in the day, because I couldn't relate to the dissing Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and white boy bands. Like, how are you the GOAT when that's all the fucks you talked about? Anyway, now he got something to talk about. Fuck Trump. And they're going to be all over it. And you can't tell me that there ain't going to be no fuck the government, fuck Trump shit in that damn album. And it's going to sell like hotcakes. It just is what the fuck it is. So if this was, why he ain't come out with that shit when he got elected in November? When Trump is doing the same stuff he was doing back in the 70s when he was getting sued for all the racism shit. Why you ain't come out then? It's marketing. It's perfect.
Little Baltimore dude did, though. Came out with the fuck Donald Trump song.
Yeah. So, it is what it is. So, would I be streaming Eminem? No. I've never hit click to an Eminem song in my life.
So, real quick before we wrap up. It's crazy that you said, you know, I'm 40. I want to hear dudes rap about it. Mm. I was listening to Bun B, right, on a podcast. I forget which podcast. This week. And he was like, you know, he was, no, I'm wrong. Not Bun B, Scarface.
Mm. That's a good listen.
So I was listening to Scarface, and he was talking about, like, how Jay Prince is his right-hand man. Like, mm-hmm. that's my guy. Mm-hmm. But Jay told him, like, yo, Jay Prince was like, man, you got to reach the kids. And I said, I don't disagree with Jay, but I was like, yo, no, I don't.
Right.
He was like, it's a whole group of dudes that's my age that need a rapper to listen to.
Yes, sir.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
And then when he said that, I was like, yo. It's so true. Like, people loved the Jay-Z album that was in that demographic because it wasn't that. It was things they can relate to.
Absolutely.
And he said that people in y'all age group, the Scarface Jay-Z age group, y'all grew up in it.
So now we're seeing rap mature into
right.
They're rapping and talking about mature things, and that's right. What the game needs. Right. And when Scarface said that, and for you just to say that like that, Scarface is talking to people like you.
Yep.
Like, this is why my album is the way it is.
Right.
Because it's a group of people out there that grew up with me and now in the same place as me. I need to
write
music for them.
Right.
So that's definitely true. That's why, and that also made me change my look at Young Thug and all these dudes. Like, yo, it's just
not for you.
It's not for me. It's not for me. So I'm not going to say it's trash no more. Right. That hearing him say that made me be like, you know what? I'm not going to call this trash for no more. It's just not for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all have it.
Right.
The beast going to be around like Scarface is to keep on making music. I don't think so, but maybe. You know.
But that young ratchet stuff. I don't be understanding what the fuck they saying.
They don't either. They just.
But the beats be rocking, though.
Rockin'.
I don't be understand nothing they talk about. But them beats be jumping.
That's why they call them the
three of them. Oh my God, yo. Tell him. You got to give the background. You got to give the background.
You got to tell him, yeah.
So, one of our guests here, I'm not going to call his name.
Bitch, brother!
He this week found out that the Migos with an S was three people. He always thought it was one. Now, I'm not here to judge people, but I'm thinking context clues. We had the three Amigos growing up. It was a show. So, and that's the only word black people.
The
knew.
Three Amigos.
The three Amigos. If you knew a rap group was called Migos and your contact screen didn't make you think it was three people, I don't know what to say about you. But I ain't saying no names.
That's so
but
funny.
He my size, just a couple tints darker. So if you know us, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, that was the laugh of the week.
That was crazy. Yeah. I read that text and was like, huh? He's playing.
Oh, and since the end was whatever, I know we running late. I got to admit, one of my buddies text was in a group chat and was like, yo, man, this new Gucci man go in, yo, like, he got better. I said, no, the fuck he didn't. Like, that was my quick response, right? I said in the group, fucking your line. So, Saturday morning in the house, he drops a new album. I said, you know what?
We'll give it a shot.
Alexa, play the new Gucci man. I listened to the whole album as I cleaned up the house and, you know.
That's the best time to listen to an album. A new album.
I will say this. Is this shit the greatest album of all time? Or is this something that I'll probably ever listen to again? No.
But you was vacuuming the shit out them cars.
Did I understand what he was saying? Was he talking about more mature things?
Uh-huh.
He was, yo. Yeah. The growth of Gucci, man.
Yeah.
He was still talking about killing and selling drugs and but I'm the realist.
But just as a 30-year-old.
So, hey, he got a little better. Go listen to Gucci Mane.
Did. Hey, not like doing that. Not never streaming that.
Shout out Tyree Cohen, A&T. He getting it in the day.
So we not even going to jump into the Tyrese Rock beef?
Yo.
Is that WWE shit?
Yo.
I think Tyrese to take him.
Get bullshit. Tyrese ain't got no friends, yo.
I think Tyrese is taking him.
First been
take
on
him thing. What?
You know who I blame?
Take him to eat?
Look, I don't blame.
He from Watch, yo.
No, I blame.
So?
I blame women for this one, yo. They was loving these Facebook posts about him talking about what a man should do for a woman.
Yeah.
All black love and all this crazy shit. Now his ass.
Hating.
Yo, but the Rock shit is funny as fuck. Have you seen the Rock?
Yo, they get. Yo,
he oh, the Black Rose show? He was asking him. He was like, there's some pile of shit.
He was like, I was in my dressing room. It's a pile of shit.
No. I'm pissed at you for having me listen to this.
So the hottest actor in Hollywood is.
The Rock.
Is The Rock, right? When he's doing these little Instagram, Twitter, I don't know if they playing. Well, if he's serious, because he's such a great actor.
Right.
All I see is WWE Rock.
This is why I don't think they playing. Because this motherfucker's about to get a coin for Hobbs.
Yep.
And these motherfuckers ain't.
Oh, and Tyrese is hating.
And when Tyrese was writing that, when we sat in my Sprinter, bro, and talked for hours, shut the fuck up. The game don't love you, motherfucker. You've been in it long enough to know.
He hating on him.
Yo.
Like, why you hating?
I'm getting paid. You enjoyed the wave.
But they still going to do another Fast and the Furious. They just got to do it after Hobbs. He got eight of them shits. How many of it is it?
a lot.
It's a lot of them. Hey. What the fuck? Like, I don't understand, but, yo, I think Tyrese will take him, yo.
I think, man, fuck Tyrese.
Hold on. He mad at him because he making money as hubs.
Yes. Yeah. Talk about you're breaking up.
So the executive producers of Fast and the Furious want to do a spinoff.
Okay.
So they can't do two movies at once.
Gotcha.
Like, they're going to do the whole Hobbs shit. And then if Hobbs still popping, of course they're going to put Hobbs in Fast and the Furious. Right. So Tyrese like, yo, hold up, yo.
And Tyrese talking about
you leaving us behind, yo.
Opportunities of people to leave and do spinoffs, and they wanted to stay as a family. Like,
nah.
This motherfucker about his coin.
Yeah.
Business, man. Business.
It's a lot of sauce.
So y'all think if they fought, The Rock would beat him up?
Hell yes!
Are you serious?
You never saw The Rock fight, yo.
Look.
I've seen enough.
We all know wrestling is staged.
But it's strong as shit.
But it's not fake.
Right.
It's staged, but it's not fake. For this motherfucker to be...
The Rock never been in a fight in his life, yo.
No.
All right.
And? Stop. They was sorry as shit when he played for
the Even if The Rock can't fight, he physically grabs Tyrese. Tyrese isn't doing anything.
Yeah, he's done. I love other people's drama, yo. I love it. As long as I ain't involved.
Yo, I just thank goodness I'm not as immature as I was back in the day with social media. Because I would have been in trouble and fuck and hurt people. And, like, I'm just glad this shit wasn't around 5 years earlier than when it was.
Like, I don't know why to say how you just hating and you hating publicly. Like,
well, this is what I learned, too, right? Michael Jordan said he's so happy he didn't grow up in this era. Because he admitted his whole, how people look at him would change.
Right.
All this shit always been going on. We just seeing it now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, when people be like, oh, people faking for social media. No, people always been faking. It's just social media allowing more people to see it. People always been, as people say, messy or nasty.
Right.
It's just that now more people can see
it. But you invite those
people are still the people.
You know what I'm saying? Who's that guy, that entrepreneur that's been out recently? Like, he got real popular recently. He said the exact same shit. He said social media is a mirror. This is how people always been acting, except now you can see it.
You can see it.
He said it's just a mirror.
Like, it's like videotaping these police. We knew it was always happening. Right, it wasn't. Right. And the black community, we knew. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
shit, they still don't believe
you
it.
You know how
white community still don't believe that shit.
I hate that I brought this up, but one last thing, right? I was having this conversation with somebody. This to prove that they don't give a fuck about you, right? And I wish a player would say this, you know, in the press game conference. You're mad at us standing up against injustice. First of all, the FBI ain't never been a friend of people that look like us.
At all.
The whole institution of the FBI has never been a friend of black people. No one on the news has talked about how a year ago the FBI came out with a report saying how every major police department has been infiltrated by the KKK and white supremacy groups. The FBI said this in a report.
Right. I mean, that's what also.
This the FBI. This what America will believe in.
Right.
All it takes is one of these players or somebody who's educated to say the FBI is saying that the police has been infiltrated by hate groups.
Right.
And you mad because we taking a knee against it? And let's see what they say about it then. But no one ever brings stuff like that up. The FBI put in a report, look, y'all infiltrated. It's been a process when Jim Crow, ever since Jim Crow, and they couldn't outly hate on black people no more. Look, the FBI said they're here. They've been infiltrated for decades.
Well, and hopefully Will has some influence in this episode of infiltrate some locker rooms doing that before practice and stuff like that. Maybe they'll give him some insight.
Did y'all hear about the FBI came out with a report talking about there's a new black hate group that's designed to hurt police? But there's been no evidence of it. But they feel like black people are mad, so there's a new black hate group against police.
I ain't a dick.
Right. And then the very next day, that white boy killed that police at Texas, and they got him alive.
Police are killed more by white people than black people.
Right. Then the very next day, I read about that hate group. That white boy in the police station killed that police because they heard he had drugs.
Yeah, in the room of shit.
And they didn't check him, and he killed them. And they found him alive.
That's that bullshit.
Oh, well. Wrap it up.
Guys. Well, we're about to sign off, so.
Before we get upset.
Make sure y'all. Man, fuck OJ.
I'm with you, Hulk. I'm not black. I'm OJ.
I ain't black. I'm OJ.
Okay.
All right, so next week, please join us because we'll be interviewing the president of a company by the name of Growth of a Gang. His name is Travis Brody, and basically what they do is they're trying to spread American football in Europe. So next week, that'll be our interview during the show, so please tune in once we post it up. So we about to cut the show. I mean, sign out. I'm sorry. Shit. We about to
say, damn, we fired.
We about to sign off. You can, our social media is on Twitter, the coach's office. I'm sorry, shit. The coach's underscore office. I'm sorry. On Twitter, the coach's office podcast on Facebook. You can find our show on iTunes, Google Play, and Podomatic.com.
I'm Trug at coach underscore Trug on Twitter. And I invite all beefs. Let's go.
Jesse underscore cheese on Twitter. And I'm with it, too. I'm with the shits this week, so come at me.
Come, you feeling Ferrari because it's Howard Homecoming this week.
Oh, shit.
He got so happy.
And I'm DJ Greg DeHam, a.k.a. No, that's all wrong. Let me start over again.
I am DJ. Only one messing up. Sit.
Yeah, I'm DJ Greg DeHam. My Twitter is Greg Watkins 830. Snapchat DJ Greg 1200. All that good shit. All right, I'm sleepy. All right, we out.
Peace.